This is the beginning of another epic tale of time. I hope you're all ready for the Pit Wave, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is only me because Tully has... I don't know where Tully's gone. But it is only me, Penman, here. Obviously, just to explain a few things, because we actually haven't done a podcast here in the Pit Wave since Mania, which all we did was just a prediction kind of thing, and we actually never did a review, which I do apologise for, but obviously, overall, we loved Mania. We had no issues with it. We loved Extreme Rules. So many Raws to catch up on. But obviously, I wanted to give an update more than anything, just to let people know that, you know, we've just been kind of busy for quite a while and just not been really able to get any time with each other to kind of get this thing rolling again. You know, just obviously due to work and other commitments and everything, you know, obviously I work full time, you know, Tully works as well. It's a bit of a hard thing, but not to say that, you know, like we've just decided just for now, you know, like I thought it's nice, obviously, me to kind of continue the podcast just for now. Maybe have some guests on it as well if Tully's not able to make it, but hopefully he'll be able to come back. Obviously, you know, if you want it back, hashtag we want Tully, or hashtag Tully, I don't know, Timbers, get him just back, get a hashtag going, get Tully back. But other than that, I'm actually going to do a bit of catching up, I guess, really, for the Pit Wave. You know, at least we know where we stand for next time when we come on. Basically, what we're going for, obviously, what's happening recently, a lot of stuff, obviously, WWE, I'm just going to bring up recent stuff, I'm just going to bring up Payback, I'm just going to bring up the Raw that I've caught up with. I'll go with Payback first. I actually enjoyed it. Again, another good pay-per-view of good wrestling matches. Were there some things that, you know, are critique? Obviously, I'll get into that. But, you know, I never had any issue with it at all. Like the opening match with Sheamus and Ziggler was really good. It was quite brutal. Good fight. Made Sheamus look like a really good, you know, bully heel at the start, and everyone pushing Ziggler at the start of the match. You know, they're both going at it, doing really well. Ziggler holding his own. Guy can sell $1 million. He used a blade, supposedly, with his head during the match. But other than that, you know, like, Sheamus won, which I expected. I think we all expected that. You know, it was funny Ziggler getting his revenge a wee bit in the match as well. But, yeah, because obviously they've got to keep building up. I was a bit shocked Sheamus didn't win last time. I thought he would have done it, being honest. I thought maybe he was going to win there, and I thought maybe Ziggler would win here, and then maybe, you know, the end, the Elimination Chamber, obviously, that was only recently announced, which is great. Obviously, I'll bring that up later on. A few other things, of course. Other matches, obviously, the tag team was brilliant. 2 out of 3 falls. Just the New Day are brilliant. They are... I really thought they were going to be nothing, and I think I'm not the only one. Everybody thought they were going to be nothing, but Extreme Rules, that changed. Everything changed. Everything about it changed. It just suddenly was like, we just didn't expect it. We just suddenly started seeing this group and we're like, oh, what's going on here? Who's these guys? And then just suddenly, like, they're amazing heels, you know, like, obviously they're, you know, they're just about positivity, kind of rub it in people's faces, and WWE did the right thing. Obviously, I don't know what the original plan was. I think they were meant to be faces, but I think it just kind of backfired on WWE back office, and they're, you know, like, oh, what's going on? Why do people not like them? Well, the reason we don't like them is because the way you've portrayed them, but the way they portray them now is brilliant, and great match. I thought everyone involved was brilliant. I really like Xavier Woods at the side. I have to be honest, I think he's brilliant. He really makes this group go really well. I did see some of his work in TNA. Not like I wasn't unfamiliar with him, but obviously I knew when he came to the main roster and stuff, I knew he'd do well, and now he's kind of getting that personality side and everything going, which is great. Kofi is a heel, still a bit weird, but he's kind of convincing me more as weeks go on. Big E, he's no easy dude. I seen him as a heel before, obviously, when he was with Ziggler and AJ. But it was good match. You know, some cool spots. Cesaro, when he hit the uppercut on Kofi to go right in the corner, was nuts. And then another one that looked like killed him. The cool switch as well at the end to finish it. Obviously, you know, New Day rocks, just keep it going, and New Day sucks and all that. It's brilliant. The tag division just seems to be lit up now with these matches. Obviously, you'll see how that goes in the chamber as well, with six teams, which has never been done before, but, you know, it could work. We don't know how it's going to go, but, you know, another solid match. I was like, oh God, there's two matches that have been solid. And then we had Bray and Ryback next, which was an okay match. It was better than what I thought in my head. I thought, oh, these two aren't going to do very well. Bray impressed me doing his backdrop from that height. I thought, you know, if Ryback messed up, suddenly, like, you've got Bray out next, all these stars just falling apart. It was good. It was just an okay match. I thought both guys did well for what it was. I just hope they don't do it again, because it's kind of a pointless feud for Bray to bring him in. I thought if Bray was going to come back, I guess I would have rather he came back for a big story or make a big impact. Like, I don't know how, like, they're going to push him from now on. I'm confused. The Taker thing, you know, we knew which direction he was going to up to WrestleMania, but now where does he go? Does he go for the Intercontinental title? Does he go for the world title? Does he just keep feuding with everybody? Does Sting come back for Summers? I don't know. You know, that's a rumor, but it's a rumor. Nothing means nothing until it's on paper. But, oh well, we'll move on from that. And Cena and Rusev, I quit, which I was a bit... You know, most I quit matches can go one or two ways, but they pulled it off here. They did very well. I had no issues with the match at all. It was what it was. I thought to myself at the start, oh, this is going to be a boring match, but suddenly the way it was done. I hate the ref kept asking I quit. That annoyed me. I think it should, like, I think he asked it about 10 times in the first 5 minutes to Cena. Do you want to quit? Do you think he wants to quit after 5 minutes, ref? No. Like, I don't think anybody would. Like, it's just suddenly like, what the hell? You know, there's no Zack Ryder. He'd quit in 5 minutes, Zack Ryder. But, they did it very well. And then it became more effectively later on, you know, when, like, the ref was actually asking. Like, they didn't need to do it so much. That's my only really critique about that match. And then, obviously, Lana, you know, she quit for Rusev because, obviously, she didn't want to see him get that much hurt. Or was it revenge? Who knows? Who cares? She's hot. We like her. She looks good in her dresses. On the next match, it was a Divas match. It was okay. Still feel they need a bit more time. Sometimes the match gets going and then suddenly it's hit. For what it was good. Other than that, I liked it. Obviously, they got cut down constraint because I think Cena and Rusev's match went on quite long from what I remember anyway. I don't know if it was 30 minutes. I don't know. I could be wrong, but it was quite a long match anyway from what I remember. I was like, Neville, you know, I was happy for him. Against Wade, count out though, which doesn't really mean much in a victory. It's a victory, I guess, and he beat King of the Ring, so I'm glad. Actually, they're using him quite well, and I'm glad they're like, but I think they need to stop it all. The man that Gravity forgot, I think they need to forget that. Now they're kind of saying different words now. For once, I wasn't too mad at the commentary. Sometimes I can be really mad at WWE commentary. For once, I wasn't too bothered by it, so that was good for a change. Obviously the Fatal 4-Way, that was really good. When they did the Shield bit, I think everyone marked out, even I was going crazy. I was like, holy shit. And I don't know, like, it's too early for them to come back, because obviously it's just been a year, just when it turns about June, so it is just a bit too soon. But I do believe they were testing that, you know. Everybody just says, oh no, they're not, but no, they did. They're testing it. It's like, oh, people still remember the Shield. Well, that's good to know. You know, and like, obviously with Roman and Dean, they've been doing since they split up, you know, it's kind of been a team together to stop the Authority. Dean showed that he could do a main event again. You know, he's proven himself. Could be the next big face of the company. Obviously, you know, with Daniel Bryan gone, it's kind of like, well, who's the next guy we push? May as well push Dean Ambrose. Why not? Hell, I would have put Dean in the Intercontinental title chamber match, being honest, and give him a good reign up to maybe SummerSlam or maybe even Survivor Series. Like, I always look at his planning, like, give him good feuds, give him good people, Cena's thing, you know, he's made that US title look brilliant again as well. Overall, I'd give Payback probably 7.5 out of 10. I still feel there's improvements to be made. Obviously, commentary is quite a huge thing with me sometimes when it comes to these pay-per-views, but other than that, you know, it was good. Then obviously Raw, a great Raw again. I just, like, I don't know what's going on. They're doing good with Raw, and they're bringing people in, NXT people. They brought Kevin Owens in, and that was one of the best things ever. And then he's like, you know, it was funny. He was like, oh, John, I don't need any advice from you. I've been here for this many years, which was, you know, which was clever for me. And then he attacked him, and then obviously he's getting a US title match, which is brilliant. I don't know what that means for NXT TakeOver tomorrow. Does that mean, oh, is Zach, Sami Zayn going to win? To me, if they're going to push Kevin Owens, make Sami win by Cena interfering a little bit, because Cena's faced Sami, and then he's having a bit with Owens. Cena show up a TakeOver. You know, I know, like, some people probably argue this, but it wouldn't be the worst idea just to continue, and then Kevin Owens goes to main roster, which is what people want. Having Kevin Owens on the main roster would be, that would mean something. And if he beats Cena the first night he faces him, that means something. Like, and people saying Cena doesn't put people over, God's sakes, like, he does. He's been putting people over since he got this US Championship anyway, so they don't believe it, watch it. Other good things, well, Lana's with Ziggler now. Like, I guess that's just brief. I'm not going to really talk much about that, but it was interesting. Lucky Zig, you know, I would have tried to grab her ass a wee bit, but yeah, it's a new day, whatever.
New day rocks.
Still, I think they rock anyway. But yeah, the tag team was quite cool. Like, all the tag teams were attacking each other. That was quite cool. I liked all that was going on in Raw. Obviously, actually, just remembered one thing I forgot to mention. Stone Cold Podcast is back, so I guess him and the company are okay. I guess so. Maybe tweet Austin. Hey, Austin, tweet me. Maybe we'll get a pit wave together, and I'll go on your podcast to review a pay-per-view with you. Forget this Dave Metzler guy. Forget this other guy you have on. Bugger that. Get me, Penman. I'll get the job done, Stone Cold. Hell yeah. But, yeah, I thought it was... you know, it was cool, and all the tag teams looked pretty good. Pride Pairs looking good at the end. I've not seen them on TV. They've been making fun of people, but they've not been in a match. And now suddenly, oh, they look like they're doing pretty well. Are they the next people to go for the titles? It could be a good feud. Occasionally, sometimes I look at titles and, you know, he makes a little mistakes. I saw him trip a wee bit or try to pick up someone like Xavier. Little few mistakes here and there. He's a good athlete, though, otherwise. But, yeah, him and Darren make a good team, and I'll see how it goes. Obviously, the Usos aren't really there, but it'd be good. I can't wait. I understand why they've not got the other Uso on. May as well wait till both are back, because they are tag team. That just makes sense to me. So, what else? Happened on Raw. There's a lot. Oh, yeah, Dean, you know, attacking the Authority. Yeah, he got... pretty much laid out in the end with, I don't know why Seth's using the pedigree, which is just shite. But they had to make Seth look strong. I think for that, quite a few of the last few weeks up to Payback and everything, Seth wasn't looking very strong. I guess if they are going to do Dean versus Seth, which to me would be a good match anyway. We saw how good they were last year, but it'd be interesting to see how they make this one go. I don't know how they're planning it. I guess it's maybe just a feud for Seth, really, until SummerSlam. Like, I'd imagine it's going to be Seth versus Brock. That makes the more sense. But could Reigns have something to do with this? I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, other than that, mostly, you know, Raw, it was, like I said, it was a good one. I enjoyed it. Paige came back. She attacked Nikki, too, right? Bugger her. You know, get the title, Paige. Paige is the hottest diva going, you know. If Lana was a diva, I would say it, but she's probably just the hottest manager going. So, but no, Paige, yeah, I'm glad she's back. I think, not to say Naomi wasn't doing good, it was a nice heel turn that she did for a wee while. I quite enjoyed it. Obviously, Chamber's now kind of built up, you know, with IC titles, got Sheamus, I think it's got Ryback in it, I saw the other day, Ziggler, you know. Obviously, it's vacant, which is cool, so we don't know who's going to win it. Personally, I don't know who I want to win it at this point. Maybe I'll bring something like up if I do a podcast next week, which possibly I could. Just let you know, maybe an appendment, maybe not. So yeah, the Chamber, yeah, that's just a week on Sunday. 2 weeks to build up a preview, but I guess if it's a network exclusive, it's kind of cool. Like the King of the Ring one, that was cool. I liked the King of the Ring one. I had no issue with that at all. What else? Do I think? Sucks being on your own. Tully could really use. I could really use Tully right now. God sakes, Tully, where are you? Honestly, get back. But yeah, it was obviously NXT TakeOver. I'm going to watch that tomorrow night with Joe La Fucking LeBlonde Ross. Who and me are going to have a few drinks, watch it. I told him NXT's brilliant. He's not really watched it yet, but I keep telling him to watch it. But we'll see what he says. Maybe I'll do a podcast with him straight after. We'll just talk about it. Fuck it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, Sammy versus Owens will be a great match. Obviously, the triple threat, which won't be a triple threat now because they do Tommy's injured, but supposedly Samoa Joe is going to be there. Sasha Banks as well, that'll be a good match. Tag team titles, you know, it's just a lot of things. I would say, you know, there's not just one match I'm always looking forward to when it comes to NXT. There's quite a few matches, and that's always good. I hope Finn Balor does become number one contender, but if Samoa Joe debuts, well, if Samoa Joe debuts and he wins, it makes perfect sense for him to face Kevin Owens, and that's when I know Kevin Owens will win. If not, maybe Sammy and Samoa Joe. That wouldn't be a bad match. That'd be pretty good. Then Kevin runs away and then faces Samoa Joe another day. Yeah, the other day, actually, I saw Finn Balor came out and said he's actually happy to stay at NXT. Now, I don't know if the company's telling him to say that. Obviously, we've heard all these rumours and all that jazz. But, yeah, we don't know, obviously, if that's what they were meaning. But, you know, it could be cool. We could obviously see what's going to happen there. I guess I'm going to move on from wrestling here now. I'm just going to drop a few things here. Obviously, I'm a big Rangers football club supporter and Newcastle, which even I guess Rangers are doing better, but I was at the game Sunday just recently. It was a good match, sort of-ish, not really. You know what? It was shit. Foster, I don't know how we have Richard Foster, guys. Honestly, any Rangers fans, message me at Pitwave. Honestly, how bad is that player? I think we could all do a better job as a right-back position than this guy. He has no idea what he's doing. The only thing I can give him credit for is that he goes with Amy McDonald. That's it. I can't give him anything else. That's really it. I'm just going to give him Amy McDonald. But oh well. At least he has something. You know, better than probably what most people think, where he probably have nothing. Queen of South scored first. I remember I was watching the whole game. For 35 minutes, we dominated. And then suddenly Queen of South scored. And it just you just looked at it and you're like, that just happened. We attacked the entire time, but a couple of times we just couldn't get through, and it was really annoying. And like Wallace, you know, he's a guy who tries his best. Nicky Law occasionally, and Shields, Kenny Miller a couple of times. I just thought, shoot yourself. You know, if you've got the space, shoot. And that's the problem. A lot of us wouldn't try to do that. And occasionally someone did do it, and then that was good. But like Vukic, like our best player, who's not even our player, he's on loan. And Mike Ashley, if he doesn't get his money, he can just chuck us away, which you'd have that would be fair to him because. He doesn't want to be part of Rangers anymore. Whatever, fuck off. I fucking hate you at Newcastle too. Just fuck off from both of them because you're no a football guy, you're a business guy. But yeah, a good work goal between the team to get the goal that got us through. Just luckily it ended well, but the last 5 minutes I was terrified. Queen of South were pushing and pushing and pushing. And oh God, but tomorrow it's Hibs Rangers. Hopefully, come on, we are the people and hopefully we can get this job done. Newcastle, on the other hand, had to make the job even more difficult for this weekend against West Ham. It's a must win. We can't draw because if Hull win against Man United, which I can see happening, I don't know why, because I think the Man United players are just done for the season. And they're like, well, does it affect us? We've just guaranteed we've got Champions League football. So fuck it. Why not? Let's just lose the match. But if we're lucky, maybe Falcao might be there that day. Basically, if Hull lose, that's good. That's what we need. We need Hull to lose. Newcastle need to win. A win would go well. West Ham aren't looking that great at the moment, but they could have motivation because they could think we could get Newcastle knocked out for the season. No matter what, I know a lot of people say now we don't want Newcastle out, but then again, a lot of them are saying they do as well. So I'm a bit shocked by all that, but hopefully, you know, I've just got to pray someone like Cisse or Pires, you know, people that could score the goals for us, even Sissoko on his day, But I can't remember. I don't think I was going to buy him in the summer. Personally, he's talking about people buying him in the summer. But really, why do you want to buy somebody who's not doing anything? He's not scoring 30 goals. He's not scoring 15. He's scored a few and occasionally shown great brilliance from his runs and that. But what has he done? He's not done much else. So he needs to kind of show himself to the fans. If we do survive, yeah, we'll clap them. But if we are there next season, like, if you actually even look back to the start of the season with Newcastle, if we actually had a good start to the season, if we won, because we didn't win games for six, we drew too many and we lost some of them. And then in October we had a good run, which helped us get to fifth place by December. And then to drop from that to where we are, I think people are just having a laugh. It's like a really bad football manager save that you just don't want to continue and you just want to get fired. But, you know, if that's the way it was going to go, you know, unfortunately, could it be confidence? Sure, it could be. But hopefully that changes Sunday. Other thing, Thrones has been brilliant so far this season. The latest episode was genius. I've really enjoyed Thrones. Obviously, Gotham, try to catch up on that. It's a finale in Britain next week. I'm going to catch up on the next three episodes. I'm watching Daredevil at the moment as well. Daredevil is a show I recommend to all our listeners here at the Pit Wave. It is just a brilliant show. I'm going to watch the last episode tonight. The guy who plays Kingpin is genius. The guy who plays Daredevil is genius. No issues with it at all. I would highly recommend it for anybody. Obviously, if you have any more questions about it, pop us a tweet at the Pit Wave, at the Twitter. But that's really it. Like I said, it was just more of a catch-up kind of thing for you guys, because obviously I feel bad that we've not been doing podcasts. If it's just got to be me, you know, I'm sorry. You've got to be stuck with me. But if I get guests, you know, on the occasion, you know, who knows, maybe Joe tomorrow night, if I can convince him after a few absinthe, we'll get that job done and have another drunken podcast. But otherwise, I hope you guys have all a great week, good weekend, and hopefully the tune win anyway. So peace out, motherfuckers.